Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
With the 21st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, Chop Robinson, Penn State, you are officially a Miami Dolphin. Welcome into another edition of another Dolphins podcast. Instant reaction time. I got Kat and Houts. And guys, how mad are we? Are we steamed? Are we upset that the Dolphins have built in the trenches with Chop Robinson?
No, because, anyone that's listened to the previous episodes knows that I love Chop Robinson. 4.47 speed off the edge. And you can say whatever you want about Pro Football Focus, but the reality is that pressure rate is the best predictor of NFL pressure rate. And it's simple to me when it comes to a pick like this, okay? Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, you know, they're hurt. But I expect Jalen Phillips to come back, hopefully in the first week of the year. Bradley Chubb by week 7. But the difference is Chop Robinson can track down Josh Allen in an open field. Mm-hmm. And that's it. To beat the Bills, you have to beat Josh Allen. And you have to be able to track the guy down. He is a Dwight Freeney type of player as far as getting into the open field. And I'm really excited with the pick.
Yeah, you could tell when Kat came on, he was just glowing. I mean, and I was telling Jake before this, and we talked about it previously on podcasts, but being in Pennsylvania, we've mm-hmm. seen a lot of Chop Robinson up here. They talk about him up here. And you pull up Lance Zierlein's scouting report, and one of the comparisons, and I don't think it's just because they went to Penn State, was Micah Parsons. So the Dolphins are getting an explosive playmaker, okay, a pass rusher, which we all know they needed. And I know some are surprised that the Dolphins maybe didn't try to trade down, but if that was their guy, clearly it was, you don't trade down. You don't risk that. Like we mentioned before, they got their guy. I saw someone compared to Charles Harrison. If you even are comparing the two, you need to probably turn on some Penn State tape, because it could not be a more polar opposite.
Anyone who is comparing Chop Robinson with 4.47 speed to Charles Harris with 4.81 speed, I mean, I don't even know what to say to that person. If there was one player I would have maybe preferred, it was Quinyon Mitchell, because mm-hmm. that's somebody I really liked. But Chop Robinson, I've been banging on the table on for months.
Third team AP All-American last year, first team All-Big Ten Conference. He tied the team lead with 2 forced fumbles. He fits in with Bradley Chubb, who led the league in forced fumbles last year, as one of those guys who's just always going to be attacking the ball. 15 tackles, 7.5 tackles for a loss. Joshua Houts, I got to ask you, my friend, do you want to give a big I told you so as being the guy who went back time and time again? Mike McDaniel, he had a quote, I think it was last offseason. Since McDaniel's become coach of the Miami Dolphins, this is the first round pick this team has had. And you were saying it, man. You had that quote in the back of your head from the beginning. Mike McDaniel loves edge rushers, and if he could draft him in the first round, he would.
Yeah, and I mean, it's pretty cool, right? Because I'm going to be honest, I talked about it in the pod time and time again. I have this Dory memory, but something about that just stood out. And I think I even retweeted the quote, and he said, like, I would told Chris Greer I would draft a mother effing tight end like every effing year if I could. So that just kind of stuck with me, and the fact that he said it was the most impactful position outside of, you know, the quarterback, how he loved to scout it. It just seemed like this would have been the year. But we saw the run on him. We knew the Dolphins had to do something. Chop Robinson. I'm excited. I'm excited to dive into the tape again. I looked, his nickname's Pork Chop. He was 11 pounds at the size of birth, which is just, you know, we have kids, Kat. To think of an 11 pound baby coming out, I mean, that's scary then going after Josh Allen. Imagine what he's going to be doing now.
Yeah, which is odd because he's kind of undersized for the defensive end position. So, I mean, Quinion Mitchell just went off the board here too. Great pick here for the Philadelphia Eagles, man. Oh man. But dude, I'm pumped about this pick because again, it, like, I was hoping Jared Verse was going to go before the Dolphins and he went 19 to the Rams. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the reason for that is because I didn't think Jared Verse was going to offer, even though a really good college football player, wasn't going to offer anything different to the team. Jared Verse is 24. Laiatu Latu is 24. Chop Robinson is 21. Mm-hmm. So there's a big difference there as far as the upside that's concerned there. And the fact that, again, chase down players in the open field.
You only have one shot at the NFL draft. And I mean, just scrolling through the top tier of just Chop Robinson info. I mean, athleticism score, he ranked third out of all edge and defensive ends. His total score, he ranked fourth out of all edges and defensive ends. Guys, is there any regret? Is there any second guessing what the Dolphins did, considering that this draft started with 14 straight offensive players that really set up the board? And then you had Troy Fatanu, one of those guys that we thought could be the ideal start at guard, push him out, have him be your tackle next year type of players for this Dolphins team. Is there any regrets that they didn't push up, or are we confident that this board fell the way it did and we trusted the process here?
If the Dolphins had been willing to trade like a fifth rounder to move up a couple of spots for Fatanu, I would have probably preferred that. And I was heartbroken that he went one spot ahead of us because I had a mock to us. And but after he went off the board, I was really happy with Chop Robinson. I mean, and the Steelers got a hell of a pick there. So the two players that were top two on my board were number one, Fatanu, who went 20th, and then Quinion Mitchell, who went 22nd, and Chop Robinson was 21st. But Chop Robinson was not far away from those two guys. And now Brian Robinson goes 23rd here to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he wasn't far away either.
I'm excited about this pass rushing unit. And I know we talked about before we came on here, Jake, you were asking if we want to move up. I mean, I wouldn't mind moving up to, you know, get an offensive lineman, but or even Latu, because again, that was my favorite pass rusher. But I'm happy with what they have and happy to see what they can do and bring it all together, because they're going to be chasing down some of the better quarterbacks in all of football in the AFC. And now having Chop Robinson, a tandem of him, you know, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, I mean, when they're all healthy, that's frightening. That is frightening.
Kat, how hopeful it is. I mean, you mentioned Josh Allen. The Patriots just drafted Drake May. There's two quarterbacks right there that are going to be a little difficult to take to the ground. I'm not going to say they're going to be like unstoppable. We know what Josh Allen can do, but how important is it for Miami really to focus in on what these teams in the AFC East are trying to do and really trying to impact that, making sure you can bring these quarterbacks to the ground?
And that's the point, is that, you know, how much did the impact of Drake May going third impact what the Dolphins did at 21? Did it or did it not? You know, and I'm not sure I have the answer to that question, but I know inside the division you play six games, and two against Josh Allen, two against Aaron Rodgers, and two against Drake May now. So, you know, did that impact the Dolphins' decision? And if it did, I think it was a good move on the Dolphins' part. What's going to be interesting now from this point forward is, does Jackson Powers Johnson, for me, fall down to the second round and fall deep into the second round?
Worthy's still there too, right?
Graham, yeah, Worthy's Barton. There. Oh, yeah. Barton's there. Yep. Worthy is
gonna. I don't want to say the names because I'm gonna jinx it. That's why I don't want to say. I hate saying names because the round's not over. You know, like
I
even tomorrow I'll hate saying some of these.
I hope you jinx Xavier Worthy. I mean, I just think, you know.
Oh well, not him. I meant the other ones. We need an offensive lineman.
That's kind of the key here going into tomorrow is, does Miami guys, do you think, need to be aggressive? I mean, I was kind of getting caught off guard with how early Patrick Paul was going in mock drafts. And then I see other ones, you know, the day of where he's going late second, early third. I don't think he's going to go that late. So if you're the Dolphins here, you had Chop fall into your lap, do you use a little bit of ammunition? Do you see what the team like the Vikings just did, where they traded up twice in the first round just to make sure they get their guys? I mean, I think if you could trade up and get a Barton, Powers, Johnson, and there's no guarantees in football. I don't want to sound too crazy, but to lock in someone who can start for the next 4 years as your second round pick, I mean, guys, that seems like a no-brainer after the last couple of years of struggles in the second and third round.
And it really depends on what happens in the, you know, next 10 picks here, because if we get to the second day, and you know, I'm not the biggest Graham Barton fan, but if he falls into the second round and Jackson Powers Johnson falls into the second round and Zach Frazier falls into the second round, that's a completely different conversation, because mm-hmm. the Dolphins need offensive linemen, not only now, but for the future. I think that's a really important point.
Do you guys think we're going to get some new jerseys? I'm just throwing some random talking out there. Did you see that Javon Holland tweet that out? He's like, said something about leaking the new jerseys and eye emojis, and everyone got all hyped up. Saw throwback.
Maybe he was just going to New Jersey.
Jersey's worse.
Javon Holland needs to stop tweeting. Like, I don't pay attention to, I mean, I'm pretty old school. I'm 40. So, and I have double barrel pink eye. So that's why I'm wearing these glasses. So anyway, overall for the Dolphins, that's where, like, the second day of the draft the second round is my favorite day of the year, because that's where the value starts to fall down. That's where the, just the cream doesn't rise to the top. It falls to the bottom. I love it.
Kat, can I get one day two bold prediction from you? Something that might shock everyone that you're kind of feeling out of the way the board's falling. It's worth saying we're only at pick like 25, so things are going to happen here.
For the Dolphins or for another team?
I'll give dealer's choice. How about just some? One bold prediction. Okay. Doesn't necessarily have to be Dolphins.
Okay. I'm going to go Jalen Hicks at pick 55.
Ooh, okay.
He's a safety out of Washington State, one of my favorite players in the draft. And this is a just balls to the wall safety who is unbelievable getting from point A to point B. And he also plays slot. So I'm not saying the Dolphins are going to draft him. He's not my top choice, but he's the guy that I had ranked further up than other players in the draft.
Josh, what's your one position you want the Dolphins drafting in the second round?
Can I just say offensive line? Like, I mean, I like these versatile guys can do a little bit of everything, but we know we need the interior. I mean, Jackson Powers Johnson, I hate that we're talking about these guys because the draft's not even over yet. And again, we're probably jinxing it, but yeah, fix the offensive line, get an offensive lineman. But as I say that, you know, there might be a wide receiver that's sitting there, and we all know how bad they need a wide receiver three. So lots of options. I thought you were going to tell me this throughout a bold prediction. I was going to say Dolphins are going to trade up and they're going to be more aggressive because, as you've been saying, they don't have this huge window, right? They realize that this team is built to win now. If you see your guys up there, go up and get them because you don't know how much time you guys got left.
So the Cowboys just traded to the Lions at pick number 24. Jerry Jones bled the clock down at 84 years old, and now the Lions are picking at this pick.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Let's see what they're going to do here.
But
I'm going to say Darius Robinson here from Missouri. They like big edge guys. So, you know, you look a couple of years ago, they drafted Josh Pascal and they made him a priority. So I'm going to say Darius Robinson.
Man, just looking at this Dolphins edge rushing group, I'm so excited. I mean, I know you got Phillips and Chubb coming back from injuries, but just this core and then having Shaq Barrett, despite having 4 years of void years, you're going to have to deal with what that contract is. I mean, this group's going to be causing problems second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. And it really seems like an exit strategy, too, for Bradley Chubb, you know, when it comes down to it, because in a couple of years, 2 years, you know, Bradley Chubb's going to be, you know, he's 27 now. He's going to be 28 this year when he's recovering from injury. He's going to be 29 when he's effective next year. In 2 years, he's going to be 31. And it's a shame that he was out there with 3 minutes left in the Ravens game.
What's the most realistic way you can get Chubb, Phillips, and Robinson on the field together? Is there a realistic way?
Yeah, I think there is, because Chop Robinson, if you watch him, has really good ground strength. Mm-hmm. So he can push inside. I'm not saying that you play him full-time 3-4 as a defensive end, but if you're looking at a crash car type of situation, yes, it can work.
Joshua Hutz, you got any final thoughts here before we log off?
No, I'm just getting anxious. I need to go go enjoy the rest of my night and watch some Chop Robinson film. That's what I need to do.
Thank you all.
Watch his first 2 seconds. I'm telling you, you will be stunned.
Thank you all so much for joining us. Kat, Josh, thank you guys. I know it's a little late for joining us on a special instant reaction episode of Another Dolphins Podcast. We will be back to recap the entire draft later this weekend. But until then, it's up.